Baltimore is a song from the musical Hairspray. And good morning, Pop Chasers. It is me, Allison Pivovarsky. Have I ever said my full name on this podcast? I don't know. But guess what? I have recorded this podcast twice already, and it sounded like I was living in a tin can. So I am on another one right now because you guys all remember what happened to me last Friday, on Friday the 13th. It has continued into today. God bless. Anyway, it is August 17th. That means it's a Tuesday. And that means that it's a new week of Pop Chaser episodes, pop culture podcast brought to you by The Dip. I am Allison, as I've already said, Allison Pivovarsky, actually. And I am the host of Pop Chaser. And I am so excited to get into the topics of the day. We're going all over the map here, you guys. I am going to bring you to New York. I'm going to bring you to Beverly Hills. I'm going to bring you to Hawaii, but I'm going to start in a place that is near and dear to my heart, having never been, and that is the Berkshires. So who lives in the Berkshires? Dorinda Medley. Dorinda Medley is my favorite New York housewife. She's actually my favorite housewife ever. And I have fallen on many a sword defending Dorinda Medley over the years. And I will continue to do that until death, you know, takes me, because I think that this woman was made to be a housewife. And I mean that with a capital H. I think that she is a star. I think that she was wrongfully removed from the cast. I don't know how we have somebody like Ramona still on the show, and we had to get rid of the wonderful Dorinda Medley. But that doesn't really matter, because Dorinda is coming back to the Housewives franchise. Now, she is not yet returning to New York, although if you watched Watch What Happens Live last week, you know Andy knows a mistake was made. You know that he was like, oh shit, I made the wrong call, because this bitch needs to be back. She needs to be back on our TV screens. And the way that they are doing that is in a Peacock way. Now, don't sleep on Peacock. Real Housewives : All-Stars season 2 is going to feature Dorinda Medley. Now, we haven't even gotten season 1. Season 1 is when a group of the women from all over the country went to Turks and Caicos. I don't know when that's coming out. Also going to be on Peacock. Don't sleep on Peacock. But this is supposedly going to take place at the Berkshires. I'm hoping during an autumnal weather, you know, opportunity, but I could also see them filming it during Christmas time, because we all know Dorinda really shines at Christmas, like the star on top of a tree. That woman just like illuminates a room. And the cast that's going to be joining her is, well, this is reported by E! News, Jill Zarin, Brandy Glanville, Oof, Taylor Armstrong, and Vicky Gunvalson. Now, this cast is truly incredible. I can't wait to see who they add. I really hope we could get maybe like a Karen Huger added in there. I think she, her with Brandy, can you imagine? Hands will be thrown. They've got to be. I can't wait. Or if we can maybe get like, you know what? Yeah, no. Karen Huger with a bottle of Fireball whiskey. That's all we need. It'll be amazing. We just have to add to this cast. Taylor Armstrong is a great addition too. My heart is warm. I feel this is a homecoming of sorts. Dorinda, I'm just so glad that she's going to be back on our TV screen. She didn't give much away. She's doing a lot of press right now for her book called Make It Nice, which comes out this week. But she did say that she, if we want to manifest it, she will add some of her magic to it. And magic indeed. I mean, this woman is just, I love magic. I love Dorinda. So it only makes sense that she would say that she would add magic to my life. And I don't think she meant my life specifically, but I read it that way. So yeah, let's just like do a quick prayer that all goes well in the development department, that we get this rolling soon, because I would just hate to lose out on such optimal weather in the Berkshires. Speaking of optimal weather, I would love to discuss with you guys, and this is a thought that came to me not even 20 minutes ago while I was recording the first version of this podcast, but I didn't bring it up because I thought, Allison, you don't really have any concrete thoughts on it. But guess what? I mean, version 2, I'm going to ramble. And I'd love to ramble about Thanksgiving. specifically Thanksgiving episodes of TV shows. Have you ever seen a Thanksgiving episode of a TV show that has let you down? I don't think it's possible. So I have a theory. I have a theory that Thanksgiving episodes of TV shows, now I'm not talking about movies, I'm not talking about limited series even, like this needs to be like episodic. There's a couple seasons. Like you really need to like know your characters for a Thanksgiving episode to really shine. I want you to think about Gilmore Girls. I want you to think about Master of None. The Thanksgiving episode in Master of None is beautiful. That's the one where we get to really learn about Denise and who's Lena Waithe's character. Slapsgiving episode of How I Met Your Mother. Incredible. Haven't seen a better one. Orange is the New Black had the Fucksgiving episode. Fantastic. Now, I'm sure there's more that I'm forgetting. So many, I'm sure. Now, there is going to be a Gossip Girl episode, the new Gossip Girl, that's going to be a Thanksgiving episode. And I would love to spend a moment on why this is fantastic. And that is because Thanksgiving is the best time in New York. It is cold, but it is not, I have a big puffy ugly parka that I have to lug around and like shove into my uncle's closet when I go over to his house for Thanksgiving, because I'm just basically shoving a sleeping bag in the hall closet, in a closet that doesn't even have space. No, you can wear a chunky sweater, jeans, booties, and a moto jacket, maybe a scarf, and you will be perfect. You are going to walk around a city that is like the most beautiful colors ever. You're going to have the Thanksgiving Day parade that you will not go to, but you'll watch on TV. It is just such a wonderful time in New York. And it makes me so happy that we're going to get a Gossip Girl episode. Now, this was something that Joshua Safran teased in a new interview talking about part two of season one, which I found out comes back November 2nd. I feel like I've been saying fall, which I guess that is technically fall, but it feels like I always considered like November to be winter. I didn't realize that we as a society just like changed our parameters, and I didn't get that email. So maybe went to spam, but next time like at me, because I've always been considering like fall is September, but I understand people are still calling September summer. It just doesn't make any sense. Anyway, he also teased in this interview that we will be getting some new cameos from OG cast members. Now he says, oh my God, are you kidding me? That's my dog, the one that I told you to follow on Instagram. You can unfollow him now. I can't believe you just did that to me. How could you do this to me? Question mark.
How could you do this to me? Question mark.
Anyway, part two, season one is going to get some new cameos from OG cast members. Now he says it's not going to be any of the five or six core people. So don't expect Blair, Serena, Dan, Nate, Chuck. Who would be the sixth? Vanessa, maybe? Vanessa, I would say. Anyway, don't expect them to come back. But OG cast members, I'm hoping that like we get Dorota. I feel like after we called her, we like dragged Dorota for being Gossip Girl, and she wasn't. Like, she deserves her time in the sun. So I would love to start a petition to get Dorota to return to Gossip Girl and to really be the one that has the last laugh. And then he also says there will be mentions of cast members. And for me, not as excited about that. Like, I don't need you to tell me Nate Archibald is somebody important. Like, yeah, I know. I watched the whole series. Like, I've got it. But you could also say that because I do love a connection. Okay, the next thing that I have to talk about is I have to take us to Beverly Hills. I just do. I'm sorry. Guys, there is an estate sale going on, and I would be remiss to not talk about it. And I think you know what estate sale I'm talking about. I'm talking about the estate sale of Tom Girardi's firm, who is selling Erika Jayne collectibles to pay creditors. Is that not just the craziest thing you've ever heard? This money, I just want to repeat, this money will not be going to any of the former clients and alleged victims of Tom Girardi's accused money scandal. This will be instead going to the bankruptcy case in which the Girardis are currently facing. So a couple of things that you're probably like, well, what can I buy in this what can I buy in this auction? Like, how can I get my hands on, you know, one of her hair pieces or a leotard? I don't think you're going to find anything that exciting. I think that that's still probably in Erica's possession, but there are a few things I do want to just shout out. So some of the things are really weird. There is a nude Marilyn Monroe calendar, a Versace crystal bowl, a bunch of crystals, and some model airplanes, a Chinese sword, a framed copy of a $263 million wire transfer, which feels a little weird. And then there's like an Aaron Brockovich signed movie poster. So there are some things that I guess may feel kind of cool, but I would say that if you're really like looking to earn, like own some memorabilia, housewives memorabilia, and help people, just put a donation into any charity that's important to you, and then just go on to Shop by Bravo, whatever their website is, and buy a t-shirt that says like Erica's defense team, or I don't know, but they should also have that shirt. That would be a great shirt. Is anyone who makes t-shirts, are you able to like, maybe we can collab on that? You can't steal because I just said it, but think about it. Anyway, this will happen on the 25th of August. So I guess, you know, get your affairs in order, talk to your banker and find out what you can and cannot afford. But everything is starting at like a weirdly low cost. It's like in the $100s to $300. So I think if you really are looking for a piece of history, you got to get in on his Dell computer system, because this man is ancient and using Dell still. Okay, let's move on to the deep dive of the day. So as I talk to you, oh, by the way, there's going to be spoilers for the finale of The White Lotus. Sorry, I'm not sorry about it. I told you guys to catch up before the finale that was on Sunday. I can't help you if you didn't. You can fast forward. It's going to just be the end of the podcast, but hopefully you'll listen. So the end of White Lotus was fine. I mean, I was happy with how it all wrapped up. I think it really did sell a point of just these people are so privileged. They're so oblivious. And it is just a repetitive cycle for them, or I should say for the employees, to be dealing with such a type of person. I knew that it was going to be Armand that died. Actually, I didn't. I told you guys that it was going to be Greg, Tanya's booty call, but we did on the dip theorize that it was going to be Armand at one point. But I definitely didn't see it happening the way it did happen, which was Shane stabbing him with a pineapple knife. But what I really didn't see coming was when Armand pooped in a suitcase. Now, if you saw that scene and didn't wonder in your head, what was that? Like that Wendy Williams TikTok sound? Like, wait, what was that?
What was that? Okay, James.
Then you're a better person than me. But I Googled if that was real, because look, guys, I am 29 and a half, but I am not above wondering how TV magic makes a man poop on screen. I'm just not. And if, again, if you didn't wonder, if not one part of you wondered, maybe you wondered and you're like sitting there next to your partner and you're just like, I can't like, I can't say anything. I will be that voice for you. Let me be the person who brings you the information. You didn't want to Google it because you have like a shared iPad and you're like, I can't have my Google. I can't have like Xfinity knowing that I'm Googling this. Guys, I promise you, I Googled it for you, and I'm going to share with you what it said. So I found an interview with the actor. His name is Murray Bartlett. He's the one that played Armand. He's fantastic. R.I.P. Armand. And Esquire asked him, they did the real hard-hitting journalism here. They asked him about the poop. And they said, was that real? How did that happen? Walk us through it. And those are two questions that I've really been turning over since the finale on Sunday. Was it real and how did it happen? So this is what the actor who plays Armand said. I can't break the magic. All I can say is that when I saw it, I was shocked. Okay, so saw what is my question? That's just the Allison question I have. I did not expect that it was going to be so explicit and look so real. Okay, this is Allison again. I think then that that's telling me that it was fake, obviously. And I'm not saying that I was like, oh, this man just pooped on screen. I wasn't thinking that, but I just was like, did he? Okay, this is back to Armand. I think it's so brilliant in terms of the shock value, Allison. Yes, of course, I was very shocked. Armand, it was very methodically done and very respectfully done for me, which was really great. Now, this is Allison again. I'm so happy to hear that because I do think that, you know, in these times we need to understand that like it is a very vulnerable look. You are never more vulnerable than when you are sitting on the toilet. And that I think was in the Bible. I can't be sure. So I would imagine this man here is not only not sitting on a toilet, but he's doing toilet actions. He is doing it in front of an entire crew over a suitcase. So I really tip my hat to him because this is a nerve-wracking experience for him. And he says that. He goes, those scenes are always weird to do, always. So I must have missed in his filmography, like, has he done these types of scenes before? But he says, who's going to be comfortable taking a shit in a suitcase with your pants around your ankles? This is Allison again, not me. And then the nail in the coffin, all I can say, this is Armand, all I can say is I give great props to the props department. They did an amazing job with it. So, okay, it is confirmed that this was a prop, but again, inquiring minds wanted to know, and this was your deep dive of the day. You're welcome. This was a service for everybody who didn't want to Google this and get weird ads. I did that for you. Guys, thank you so much for tuning into today. I hope you enjoyed it. I hope that you look forward to tomorrow. Please, please see, here's the funny thing. You just heard that squeak. I just took a toy from my dog because I didn't want him to squeak it. I held it in my hand and out of just instinct squeaked it myself. So I played myself like DJ Khaled.
Congratulations, you played yourself.
And guys, check out thedip.com. Make sure you listen to the next episode. And when I say next, I mean the TV show, the MTV dating show Next on TV Watch Repeat. It came out yesterday. TheDip.com, use the promo code POPCHASER for 50% off your annual subscription. You will get updates on all of the incredible podcasts that we have coming out of the Dip Network. And I will be back tomorrow. And until then, cheers.